Mas há um prato e uma ira daí. Falando as coisas de alto, para falar as palavras chosen you to come here into this auspicious occasion. The Zikr of this, the message of Zikr is no ordinary message, my dear Sakhati brothers. This majlis of zikr is the cure for all your problems, all your worries. And the rust that is in your hearts, and that rust which is giving you problems day in and day out, where you're seeking help from other people, stay on the path of zikr and inshallah your problems will be alleviated. I take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you on behalf of the Executive Committee and the trustees of Zakaria Masjid for coming into our masjid and giving such a Nurani Majlis. We really appreciate your presence. We honor your presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us occasions like this year in and year out. This is the first one that's being held after 3 years. Brother, put the camera away. Put the camera away. While I'm here, please make sure no one, and I mean no one, takes any photography, any videos, otherwise your phone will be confiscated. Very, very important. Our Honorable Sheikh does not approve of it. So please respect his taqwa. Please. We know that ourselves we can't live without the damn thing. But there are still certain scholars, certain walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have that taqwa in them. So please respect that taqwa. So once again, I thank each and every one of you on behalf of the Executive Committee of Zakaria Jami Masjid and the trustees. You've come a long way. Many of people have come far and afar from London, Leicester, Wales. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward you. We can only thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I thank our Honorable Sheikh for having the courage, the strength to hold this majlis, because believe you me, I see him day in and day out, and I know how his health is. His health's been deteriorating, but somehow, from somewhere, Allah knows best, he still gets the strength to come in, day out, morning and evening, to deliver zikr majlis. Pray for our Honorable Sheikh as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on giving him the courage, the strength to carry on with the work of zikr that he is doing and has been doing for numerous numbers of years. This masjid is indebted to him. Absolutely indebted. We are not doing any favors to the Honorable Sheikh or his murids. In fact, they are blessing our masjid. They are bringing the Nurani aspect to our masjid. And we really appreciate and honor this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may continue forever and ever till the day we die. Few important announcements before the program will commence. Very, very important that each and every one of you stays quiet throughout the program. A, the respect of the masjid. B, the respect of our Honorable Sheikh. If you feel tired,
you want to have a breather, please go outside.
Is tea available for you? Not a problem, but please
keep quiet in this majlis.
When the dua is finished, at the end of the program, everyone upstairs, please remain seated. And only those, and please don't cheat, because you'll only be cheating yourself.
The only those that have come by coach and they are going back tonight, please give them the first opportunity to get out of here and go into their coaches.
Any person that has problems understanding Urdu and wants to listen into English, wants it to the translation in English, then you have the opportunity in the library. Please make your way into the library to listen in the English translation. But at the same time, only those that are interested in listening into the English translation, please go there. No chit-chat, otherwise it's going to confuse the translator.
Those have mobile phones, which each and every one of you has. If you want to listen into the program through your pods, by all means you can do that. But it's only the program, please. Listen to the program and the program alone. Otherwise, put your phones on silent mode and listen to the program without your telephones. After the program, I know and I can understand the love that you have, each and every one of you, especially the Muris, for our Honourable Sheikh, and each and every one wants to shake his hand. But please, our Honourable Sheikh has a long night. Straight after the program, he's got to go into his room, and there are countless women awaiting on the phone to take bait from our Honourable Sheikh. So please, after the program, after the dua, make way for our Honourable Sheikh so he can go into his room and the women can take bait from our Honourable Sheikh. The rest of the people, after the dua, for those that are coming in the coaches, they will go, and the others, please remain seated. There are too many people, alhamdulillah, and the only way we can accommodate each and every one of you, we can serve in each and every one of you, is that you that are here, please stay here. We will feed the people that are downstairs first, and once they are fed, once you have been told to go, only then please leave. Only then. So remain seated and let the other people downstairs have their dinner. Once they're finished, inshallah, it will be your opportunity to go downstairs and feed yourself. So I think now, inshallah, we will commence with the program, and I will invite our Honourable Sheikh's Murid, Abdul Rahim, to be the convener of this program. Jazakumullahu khairan, ahsanul jazak.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mashallah. Welcome. Welcome. A very, very warm welcome to everyone, both those who are here in person and those listening online. May Allah Ta'ala reward each and every one of you for accepting the invitation and taking the time to come to this, the annual Dhikr Majlis of Silsila Aliya Naqshbandiya Mujaddidiyya, in the company of our beloved Shaykh, Hadhrat Shaykh Asif Hussain Farooq Isab, Damat Barakatuhum. We cannot thank Allah Most High enough that Hadhrat Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum has issued this invitation and called us once again to join together for this annual majlis of nasiha and dhikr in beautiful Jamia Masjid here in Zakaria Jamia Masjid here in Bolton, alhamdulillah. And we welcome especially all the friends and acquaintances who have travelled with Hadhrat Sheikh's students to attend the majlis here tonight. By accepting the invitation, they have done a truly great favour to those who brought them. And they have also taken hold of a unique and very possibly life-changing opportunity for themselves. For if a person comes to sit in the company of a genuine spiritual guide with the intention of attaining the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala and His nearness, tremendous changes of fortune and direction can occur. This is how Hadhrat Sheikh began their journey on this path, by attending the majlis of their blessed Sheikh Qutb al-Aqtab, Sanaday Awliya, Hadhrat Mawlana Sheikh Ali Murtaza Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, at his Khanqah in Gadai Sharif in Pakistan. And such was the transformation that was made at that very first meeting between Beri Hadhrat Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and our Hadhrat Sheikh, that Hadhrat Sheikh Ali Murtaza Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, declared there and then that they had not witnessed such a pure niyyah from anyone in all their years as a spiritual guide, subhanAllah. We pray that there may be someone here tonight, maybe many people, who have come with an intention of such purity, inshallah. For those who have not attended an event like this before, what marks out Hadhrat Sheikh's gatherings are two great qualities that have characterized the gatherings of all the great mashaykh of this chain of teachers, going right back to our blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the first of these qualities is ikhlas, sincerity in intention and objective. In the majalis of Hadhrat Sheikh, we learn how to acquire sincerity of purpose in striving for the pleasure of Allah Most High, which is our objective in life. We've come here tonight in search of ikhlas, to experience the taste of ikhlas, to recite the du'as of the people of ikhlas, to renew ikhlas, and to make an unbreakable connection with ikhlas, inshallah. For this ikhlas, often translated as sincerity, is the means to attain pure tawheed, the tawheed that Allah Ta'ala defines for us in the Quran in Surah Al-Ikhlas. And the great teachers of the Naqshbandi Mujaddidi school show how to identify and steadfastly weed out the deceptions of nafs and shaitan that undermine our tawheed and spoil our ikhlas. My brothers, we're sitting tonight beneath a mighty, fruitful tree of ikhlas. This tree is the Shajra Mubarak of Silsila Aliya Naqshbandiya Mujaddidiya Fazaliya Murtazaya Asifiya. And the fruits of this great tree are hanging down right in front of our hands, subhanAllah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to take hold of these fruits and digest them fully. The fragrance and the beauty of this tree and its fruits are accessible to all, but to get the most out of the fruit, to understand how to open it, how to consume it, it has to be taken from the hand of the Shaykh himself. If the opportunity to take these fruits from the hand of Shaykh Asif Hussain Farooqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, comes to any of us tonight, we should not miss this golden opportunity. And the second characteristic that is found in these gatherings is love. Ikhlas brings true love for Allah and for His creation, and passion to share the beauty of the deen. For those who have had the priceless good fortune to have made a connection with Hadhrat Sheikh Damat Barakatuhum, it is love for our Sheikh that has brought us here. For we learn the love of Allah and of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from our teacher. And love for the Sheikh has the power to repel and confound the diversion and confusing tactics of nafs and shaitan. For no false reasoning or lies can undermine love. Even the worm of pride is shriveled up by love. For a loving student attributes all the good things that come into his life to the guidance of his beloved teacher. The example of Hadhrat Sheikh's love for their blessed Sheikh, Hadhrat Sheikh Ali Murtaza Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, is an outstanding example of the power of love. On their very first meeting, a connection of such love was formed that Hadhrat Shaykh never turned back for one moment from their Shaykh's guidance, which is how Khilafah was attained in such an amazingly short period of time. It was this bond of love between Shaykh and Murid that enabled our Hadhrat Shaykh to begin teaching dhikr and start the work of tazkiyah in the UK when not even 30 years old, subhanAllah. And this love remains the driving force between our Hadhrat Shaykh's remarkable istiqamat in hosting these gatherings of dhikr every morning and evening, which he has been doing unfailingly for well over 40 years, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to ask, inshallah, invite Qari Yaqub Nanji to come forward, inshallah, to bless, enlighten this gathering with some verses from the Book of Allah, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما وعباد الرحمن وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا صدق الله العظيم.
So this beautiful gathering of our great Sheikh, mashallah, many different people gather here and from far and wide. May Allah Ta'ala put good health into the Sheikh's life. And mashallah, Allah Ta'ala has brought many people here today and many hearts Allah Ta'ala has enlightened and put the intention for them to come here. And many people we see today that they, due to the iman, they revive the deen, they revive the sunnah, and on their physical bodies they adorn their lives with the sunnah, and even in their homes, their sisters, their relatives, they also do the dhikr of Allah. How many brothers and sisters today are trying hard to implement the deen in their lives? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He give barakah and blessings in the life of Hazrat, and may He give us the ability to have value and appreciation of the deen. Brothers, with regards to the walis of Allah, Allah Ta'ala stated, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ, that you should all become friends of Allah. And to become a friend of Allah, what do you need to do? Is you have to sit in the company of pious people, sit in the gatherings of the pious people, do the ziyarah of the walis of Allah. And who is more of a wali Allah than a person who always is reciting the name of Allah, remembering the name of Allah, and he teaches people how to remember Allah. And they always say, do dhikr of Allah, do dhikr of Allah, do dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may he make us dhakireen. May he make us those who remember Allah. May Allah make us grateful servants for the practice of dhikr. My brothers, keep coming to the company of the walis of Allah. Sit in their gatherings. Sit in their assemblies. Even to look at physically, with visibly, to a shaykh, to a wali of Allah, to sit with a awliya Allah, just for a few moments. It is stated that one moment in the company of the awliya Allah is greater than 1,000 years of ibadah that you do with this pride and with haughtiness. So it's better to sit in for a second in the company of the awliya Allah, because when you get that connection with them sincerely for a second, that's why I stated regarding the awliya Allah that their honorable presence, their honorable company, and mashallah, people will benefit when you come into the gathering. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ashraf Ali, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi sahab, they said that the greatest karamat is what? What is the greatest miracle? It is not to show people miracles or fly in the air, because birds fly in the air. And there are many miracles that we can see people show us who are magicians. But the greatest miracle is to have steadfastness of the deed in your life, whether it's cold or hot or there's snow or there's wind. Doesn't matter what occurs, but we should not leave the dhikr of Allah, because dhikr of Allah is to remember Allah, and we should always be remembering Allah. So we should be appreciative of these gatherings. MashaAllah, what a great gathering of nur. And Allah Ta'ala has made salah fard. Why? Allah says, Aqimis salata ali dhikri. That Allah says, pray my salah, because this is also my dhikr. That's why my elders and friends and colleagues, all of us, we value the company of the Holy Allah. We should value these gatherings. We should have emphasis on our islah, rectification, because life in this world is very short. Here in the world, we see nice cars, nice vehicles, nice clothes, nice houses. I swear by Allah, within a day, these things will vanish from our eyes. We won't even know how many days are left in our life. The Allah Ta'ala says, Ata'atu salihat, the khayrun amala. What will remain after we pass away and die? Because the best life is that person who during this short life, he prepares the luggage to go to Allah. It is written in tafsirs and kitabs, and Hazrat Sahib also tells us this. Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. If we all say this once, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. So it's stated that what are these kalamats? These are the kalamats of blessings. And for your life, this is an excellent action. So my brothers, today, the poor person, those who don't have enough money, if they keep on doing dhikr of Allah and they follow the commands of Allah, and they will become the wealthy people of the hereafter. And those people are rich in this world who are trapped in the dunya. And if they forget Allah's remembrance and Allah's deen, I swear by Allah, then after death, then they will desire to come back into the world. They'll be desperate. So that's why we should understand the value of this life. Look, in this world, people, they look for the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah. They say, there's no wali Allah in our country, in our vicinity. There's no alim or hafiz. You're so fortunate, people of Bolton and Lancashire or London or UK, that a wali of Allah is present in your midst. In your midst, and he's always willing to see you and to do your islah and to rectify you and to improve you. May Allah Ta'ala give us the value and appreciation. I mean, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us that we don't have qadr and value. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, what has he stated? That regards to azab, Allah says, "La in shakartum wa lazidannakum." Allah says that I don't want to give you azab, I don't want to give you punishment. If you are grateful and have iman, then that's why you should be grateful and have value and appreciation. Allah Ta'ala sent you the pious people into your into your societies. Allah says, I've sent them for this reason so that you can take benefit from them, so you can learn from them, so you can sit in their sohbat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He give to all of us and the people in this majlis and gathering, may Allah ta'ala accept us, which He will give shortly, may Allah ta'ala and the whole ummah, may Allah ta'ala give us the ability to benefit from them and practice on them. May Allah ta'ala, to our homes, to our families, enlighten our families with deen. And finally, I'd like to say one thing, brothers, that to our youth, our young members of our society, on whose tongues they without saying the F word, they don't even complete a sentence. When they speak a sentence without saying the F word 10 times, they can't complete the sentence. So many swear words, then the hearts will be dirty, and the words will be dirty, the eyesight's dirty, and then the actions are dirty because of all of these negative aspects of life. So brothers, let's make our hearts full of nur, make our tongues and our lives full of nur and light. Bring your children and youth to such gatherings regularly so that they can soften their hearts, so that tarbiyah can take part. So that if you connect yourself to the Halullah, to the Walis of Allah, then your children will sit there, then their hearts will be enlightened, and then their lives in front of our eyes, they will become blessed. Allah Ta'ala says that don't give your life for futile actions. Live like the Muslimun, live like the Muslimun, live like the believers, physically, spiritually. That the way that you live your life in this world, that is how your death will come. When you die, you will die according to the way that you lived your life in this world. And after the death, the phase of life after the death, you will be raised up in that way that you lived your life in this world. So if our children today do dhikr of Allah and they attend the gatherings of dhikr of Allah, then inshallah, whilst doing dhikr, their death will come. Whilst doing dhikr, they will go to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of us coming here today. Hazrat gave me an opportunity to speak. May Allah give him jaza khair. And may Allah give me the ability to appreciate as well. May all of us, our children, our offspring, our generations until Qiyamah, may Allah allow us to implement the deen, the Quran, and have istiqamat on dhikrullah. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khairan, Isaab, for sharing your knowledge and your passion for dhikrullah. Alhamdulillah. I'd like to invite Jamal Mufti Aslam Saab to come forward and read it.
نعتیہ کلام پیش کرنے کی سعادت حاصل کر رہا ہوں. آقا نامدار تاجدار مدینہ فخر موجودہ سرور کائنات احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ جناب محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں نعتیہ کلام پیش کرنے کی سعادت حاصل کر رہا ہوں. ایک مرتبہ بلند آواز سے درود شریف پڑھ لیجیے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
زمانے میں ہر سو جدھر دیکھتا ہوں میں فیضان پیغامبر دیکھتا ہوں. مدینہ جو آرام گاہ نبی ہے اسے نور قلب و نظر دیکھتا ہوں.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
پڑی جن کی نالین عرش بری پر میں ان کا مدینے میں گھر دیکھتا ہوں. فلک سر نگوں ان کی عظمت کے آگے فدا ان پہ شمس و قمر دیکھتا ہوں. درخشندہ تاروں کو ہفت آسمان کو نثار شہ بحر و بر دیکھتا ہوں. راہ مصطفیٰ کے
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
راہ مصطفیٰ کے سوا دو جہاں میں ہر ایک راہ کو پر خطر دیکھتا ہوں، اگر وہ نہ ہوتے تو کچھ بھی نہ ہوتا، انہیں باعث بحر و بر دیکھتا ہوں، اگر وہ نہ ہوتے تو کچھ بھی نہ ہوتا، انہیں باعث خلق کل دیکھتا ہوں، بشر کیوں نہ اشرف ہو خلق خدا میں، حبیب خدا کو بشر دیکھتا ہوں، ایک اللہ کے بعد امی لقب کو، ایک اللہ کے بعد امی لقب کو، شہنشاہ جن و بشر دیکھتا ہوں، کسی کا مجھے اعتبار آئے کیوں کر، انہی کو فقط معتبر دیکھتا ہوں، طریقے جو ہیں ان کی سنت سے ہٹ کر، طریقے جو ہیں ان کی سنت سے ہٹ کر ضلالت کا سب میں اثر دیکھتا ہوں، کوئی ان کے در سے جو منہ موڑتا ہے، کوئی ان کے در سے جو منہ موڑتا ہے، بھٹکتا اسے در بدر دیکھتا ہوں، جو ذرہ ہوا بستا ان کے قدم سے، جو ذرہ ہوا بستا ان کے قدم سے، اسے فرش سے عرش پر دیکھتا ہوں۔ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ۔
I would like to invite now Farooq Abdullah Saab to come forward and share a few words with us.
Don't worry, I'm not checking my social media. As-salamu alaykum. That's everybody recite the Ruh Sharif. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik wa sallam. I want you just to reflect for a few minutes. I'm only here for a few minutes, 5 minutes. Are we to reflect, why are we here tonight? What are we doing here? Is it entertainment? No. We come for the sake of Allah, to get the pleasure of Allah. Are we to stay focused? I'm a driving instructor. Don't worry, I'm not advertising. I'm a driving instructor, and I tell my students on the test, stay focused for that 30 minutes of that test. So I'm asking you all here tonight to stay focused, not... Okay, my words, but as the Sheikh words when he starts to speak. We've all been to many, many conventions, talks and so on. There's so many ulama. But have we changed our life for the sake of Allah? Have we come on the path, on the true path? So I repeat, stay focused. I want to ask you a question. I dare say most of us have been to school here. I hope so. So when you go to school, why do you go to school? Okay, we want to learn something. We want to gain some knowledge. We need some basic knowledge of English, languages, maths, chemistry, whatever. Why? Because we need to make some progress in the dunya to earn our halal rizq, inshallah. Now, certain knowledge is essential. So we have the knowledge in the dunya sense, which we discussed, but we also have essential knowledge in the deen. We need to know what is halal, what is haram, how to pray, how to fast, the zakat, and so on. So we've mentioned so far essential knowledge in the dunya and in the deen. Okay, now two essential things to gain that knowledge is we have to source of that knowledge, books, internet. And then we need to really understand what that, how to implement that knowledge, how to bring that into our lives. So we need a teacher. Do you know any doctor that sat in front of in a library or in front of the internet and become a doctor? No, you need a guide to show you the path to your goal. Same with the deen. You need a guide, a teacher. Has anybody become a Hafiz of Quran or an alim just by reading the Quran or the Hadith? No, you need a guide. Mothers and fathers. Many of us are here, mothers and fathers. We are also teachers. So we have to make sure our children understand what is halal and what is haram. How to pray and fast. Get ready, you will go back to Allah and Allah will ask you this. So be ready for this question. So we've discussed two types of essential knowledge. One is for the deen, for the dunya, and one for the deen. And two essential requirements of knowledge is one, a source of knowledge, which we've mentioned, and the other is a teacher to guide us on that path of knowledge. Now, in regards to Islam, there's two types of knowledge, as you're probably aware, otherwise I won't be here tonight. One is physical, one is spiritual. The people that specialize in dunya knowledge, they're at the universities and establishments. You learn from your professors and your lecturers. That's the physical world. Now the physical world, the physical knowledge of the deen, you go to your madrasas, you go to your darul ulums, you go to the masjid, you learn from the ulama, the imams. But what about the spiritual knowledge? This comes, the specialists in the spiritual knowledge. These are the wali Allah, the sheikhs of tasawwuf, the spiritual guides. The ulama, listen to this, the ulama describe to you Islam, the form of Islam. The waliullah teach you to taste Islam. To gain the spiritual strength to practice Islam, you need a master who can guide you on that spiritual path. Many Muslims find it difficult to pray five times salah on time, in the time. We find it very difficult in this day and age to practice the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why we're here tonight, to learn how to develop that spiritual strength. Spiritual strength. From one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's spiritual specialists, a true Shaykh of Tasawwuf, a true Wali Allah, it is my conviction and my personal experience that we have here tonight one of those blessed guides, Hazrat Shaykh Asif Hussain Faruqi. Stay focused. It's a short time we're here. Remember what I said. Stay focused. Gain as much as you can from this meeting. It's not one of those meetings where the Maulana gives a nice bayan and we have our roti boti after and we go home. No. We need to stay focused. Every word that's coming out of this Hazrat Sheikh's mouth, you need to stay focused on those words and see how it's reflecting on your lives and how you can implement that guidance. Absorb this what his advice is giving you. Cherish what he's telling you and act upon his guidance, and I can guarantee it will change your lives forever. Barakallahu fik. Salaam alaikum.
I'd like to call upon Safdar, please, Safdar Saab, Safdar Rasul Saab, to come forward and recite Nasheed for us.
Okay. روشی پڑھیں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى اله. آقا صد لے مدینے تٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصد لے سب نو مدینے تصد لے ایسے مہینے آقا صد لے مدینے تٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصد لے سب نو مدینے تصد لے ایسے مہینے اللہ اللہ کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ اللہ پاک محمد نے پیارے پاک محمد نے پیارے پاک محمد نے پیارے آمینہ دے لال دلارے آمینہ دے لال دلارے بے سہارا دے سہارے بے سہارا دے سہارے سلے اللہ پکارے عرش وی سلے اللہ پکارے ترل مل کرو دواں مدینے جائیے سارے اللہ اللہ کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ اللہ آقا صد لے مدینے تٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصد لے سب نو مدینے تصد لے ایسے مہینے دلاں دیاں صدراں لے کے دلاں دیاں صدراں لے کے دلاں دیاں صدراں لے کے مدینے نو میں جاواں مدینے نو میں جاواں تے جا کے حال سناواں تے جا کے حال سناواں تے سنگے اسوت نو چوماں جالیاں اکھیاں نو لاواں جالیاں اکھیاں نو لاواں تے پی کے اب زم زم دا پانی تے دل دی پیاس بجھاواں اللہ اللہ کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ اللہ آقا صد لے مدینے تٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصد لے سب نو مدینے تصد لے ایسے مہینے مدینے دیا تاجدارا مدینے دیا تاجدارا مدینے دیا تاجدارا آپ دی کمبلی ہے کالی آپ دی شان نرالی آپ دی کمبلی ہے کالی آپ دی شان نرالی آپ دا رتبہ ہے عالی میں tere dar da sawali main tere dar da sawali main tanu jaana khali allah allah ko allah 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 ko allah 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 ko allah allah aaka sadle madine da tur gaye kinne safine da sadle sabnu madine da sadle aise mahine aaka sadle madine da tur gaye kinne safine ta sadle sabnu madine ta sadle aise mahine
alhamdulillah inshallah I shall conclude this part of the evening's program with a short nasheed. Through prophets and their followers, Islam has always come, shining through the ages as a light for everyone. The light of the best of men who walked beneath the sun, the first and best of the true believers. Without Allah's beloved, shining like the sun, Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. The blessings of Allah would be concealed from everyone if it wasn't for the first believer. The light of his example is a mercy from Allah. The light that lit the hearts of the great Sahaba, and the brightest of them all was As-Siddiqi Akbar, first Khalifa of the true believers. Without the great Sahaba moving through the land, passing on the light from the Prophet's hand, how could the needy people have found Islam if it wasn't for the first believers? Now from the hand that took the hand that took the hand of our Nabi grew up this great silsila Naqshbandi. Through the hand of Al-Mujaddid, Al-Thani, a mighty tree of true believers. Without the true believers, passing on the light, from heart to heart reflecting truth so bright, the life of the world would be dark as night if it wasn't for the true believers. Now the best of men in every age is chosen for the task of keeping this connection from the present to the past, to show us how the best of all our days can be the last if we die as true believers. Without the true believers, what would we become? We wouldn't have the sweet taste of Iman. How could we clean the heart and the hand and tongue if it wasn't for the true believers? Well, we've all come together for the sake of Allah. Some of us are local and some have traveled far. We've come in search of fares through the holy Allah in the majlis of a true believer. Without the true believer, how could we hear the call to Allah so loud and clear? How could we tread the path of hope and fear if it wasn't for the true believers? Now when darkness of the world descends and pulls us far apart, we only have to drop the head, we only have to drop the head and gaze into the heart.
to feel that sakina and the brighter jaliyat reflected from the true believers. Without the true believers, how could we see the call to... Without the true believers, how could we see the way to repentance and Allah's mercy? And the beauty of the sunnah of Allah's Nabi, if it wasn't for the true believers. Oh, the mercies of Allah are truly reigning everywhere, inside and out, on the ground and in the air. But the mercy most precious and without compare is connection to a true believer. Without the true believer, where would we be? We wouldn't know the sunnah of Allah's Nabi. Oh, we wouldn't love the turban, kurta, or the lungi if it wasn't for the true believer. Without the true believer, where would we be? We wouldn't do remembrance of the Almighty. Oh, we wouldn't have Allah, Allah in the qalbi if it wasn't for the true believers. Without the true believers, where would we be? We wouldn't love the sunnah of Allah's Nabi. Oh, we wouldn't have Allah, Allah in the qalbi if it wasn't for the true believers.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, my brothers, the time has now come. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, for Hadrat Shaykh to turn their blessed attention towards us and offer us precious treasures of guiding advice. The value of these words and of these moments is beyond calculation, my brothers. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us full and focused attention. The live translation into English is available in the library to the rear. You can make your way there now if you're not able to understand Urdu, and also you can access the translation on your phones through headphones on the sufi.org.uk website. Inshallah, the essential part of this evening's program is about to begin. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.